Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have a what's promising to be a short legislative session just barely underway, and really the big focus is bonding, but there's going to be some other stuff that's going to sneak into the foray too, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk with in regards to a couple of key issues that are going to be discussed beyond bonding. You know, one being the minimum wage that is garnishing a lot of headlines, and so that is something that I know is very important to the DFL majority that has the House and the Senate and the governor's office. So that will be something that will be driven forward. And then I think also taking a look at tax increases or tax incentives, tax programs that are currently on the books, and maybe some potential tax relief of some of that business-to-business tax and some of the other tax increases that were implemented over the last few years. With the budget showing signs of strength and growing, there is a lot of interest in trying to balance that, you know, tax liability to our citizens. So there'll be taxing issues, there'll be bonding issues, and there'll be minimum wage issues. That's the three big ones I think that are going to kind of drive the session. And on top of that, you have a lot of expectations to make it an un-session. And by un-session, the governor's been talking a lot about, you know, what can we do to clean up the book, so to speak. So I know that we at the center have been in contact with some different state agencies about some different things that they're working on to, you know, delete or get rid of some obsolete language and laws and kind of be more reflective of the times. And I think it's a good, you know, opportunity to do a house cleaning, and probably not going to garnish a lot of the headlines, but it will be just good government type things.
Is this sort of in an effort to make things more efficient, or just to take archaic language out of old bills and things that have sort of just lingered on? Or,
well, that's you raise a good question, because I think that that's really where the hard work is going to lie. Because on the surface, I think to streamline and make more efficient is a goal, but a lot of times when those things happen, you know, typically they're called like sunset commissions or other hokey names that really are just about, you know, cleaning up old language. There's the expectation or the hope that, you know, this is an opportunity to streamline and to make more efficient, but politically that becomes tougher to do when you really get into the details. So it could, you know, that would be the best case scenario. Worst case scenario is it's just simply cleaning up old archaic language.
Right.
So, well, I think what we'll see is, you know, some sort of hopefully combination of both, a little bit of both.
Yeah, one even worse case scenario is that unintended consequences happen with the changing of the language.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's a lot of nuances to the way the state laws are written and how they reflect upon other laws. And yeah, you sometimes clean things up too clean, and there's a ripple effect.
Well, Brad, I want to thank you for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you the next time.
Great, thanks.